This is Akashvani, the news read by Narang Koyang. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has stressed that resilience, innovation, cooperation and sustainability will be the key priorities during India's chairship of BRICS 2026. Speaking at the launch of logo, theme and website for the BRICS summit, Jaishankar said these priorities will provide a coherent framework across the groupings, three foundational pillars, the political and security, economic and financial, and cultural and people-to-people exchanges. The minister said India will seek to bring together the potential of BRICS countries for the greater global welfare during the summit. The minister said over the years, BRICS has expanded its agenda and membership. The Indian Army Chief, General Upendra Dwivedi, has said that Operation Sindhu was the best example of tri-services synergy with full freedom to act and respond. He said the operation remains ongoing and any misadventure by the adversary will be dealt with effectively. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi today, General Dwivedi said a clear decision to respond decisively was taken at the highest level following the Pahalgam terror attack. He said Operation Sindhu reset strategic assumptions by striking deep, dismantling terror infrastructure and puncturing the long-standing nuclear rhetoric. The Army Chief said the armed forces successfully destroyed 7 out of the 9 targets and played a pivotal role in ensuring a calibrated response to Pakistan's actions. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today addressed the inaugural ceremony of the Multi-Speciality Joint Services Medical Camp at Lakshadweep through video conference. Speaking on the occasion, the Defence Minister said this large-scale medical camp being organized by the Indian Navy highlights the government's commitment to bringing quality healthcare closer to citizens in remote areas. Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah has stressed that the country will emerge as the world's third largest economy by the end of next year. He was addressing a public meeting at his native town Mansa in Gandhinagar district of Gujarat after launching the inaugurating development projects worth over 267 crore rupees. Shah said the government is committed to making India a global leader in every sector by the year 2047. The National Investigation Agency has taken over the probe into the major illegal Bangladeshi immigration racket that was earlier being investigated by the Delhi Police Special Cell. Official confirmed that the NIA has registered a fresh FIR after formally assuming charge of the case last week. The agency has begun its investigation and is expected to expand the scope of the probe by tracing the entire syndicate involved and following the money trail linked to the network. The takeover follows directions from the Ministry of Home Affairs to crack down on organized networks facilitating illegal immigration and posing potential security threats. The Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan today said that the vision of the Viksit Bharat can only be realized when the youth of the country is drug-free, healthy and purpose-driven. Radhakrishnan said this while addressing University of Delhi's Drug-Free Campus campaign in the national capital. The Vice President said the campaign aligns strongly with the government's Nasha Mukt Bharat Abhiyan. He underlined that substance abuse is a social challenge, a public health concern and threat to country's demographic dividend. Union Minister Ashwin Vaishnaw participated in a critical minerals ministerial meeting hosted by the United States Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent in Washington, D.C. today. The meeting focused on strengthening global supply chains for critical minerals, including rare earth elements. On the occasion, Vaishnaw said this is very important for countries like India, where manufacturing, especially electronics, is growing quickly. German Chancellor Friedrich Merz arrived in Bengaluru today. Large and medium industry minister of Karnataka, M.B. Patil, received him at the airport along with senior officials. During his visit to the IT city, Merz is scheduled to visit India headquarters of German tech major Bose. He is also visiting the Center for Nanoscience and Engineering at the Indian Institute of Science before emplaning from Bengaluru. U.S. President Donald Trump has announced that countries continuing to do business with Iran will face a 25% tariff on their trade with the United States as Washington steps up pressure following a deadly crackdown on anti-government protests across the country. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.